You will notice he's a Peruvian national, so he speaks little English. So you guys are in for a real international treat this morning. We have a translator. I want to thank Juan for coming along and translating for Julio today. But I've asked Julio to come and share his ministry a little bit and give us a message from the Word of God to bless our hearts and to challenge us, I hope. Julio, would you come forward and share what God has today?
Buenos días, Iglesia Amada. Pues, mi hermano Juan ha bajado, está abajo porque es más grande que yo.
Morning. He's saying that sorry.
You're right in front of the speaker there.
Okay. Well, I was below, he said, because I was taller, but now I'm
Saludos de mi familia en Perú.
Please receive blessings from my family in Peru.
Estamos pasando una situación muy complicada en mi país.
We're experiencing some experiences difficult in my country.
El clima está afectando muy fuerte.
The climate is affecting it very much.
Así es que pido sus oraciones.
So I ask for your prayers.
No hay alimento si no hay agua por el momento.
There are little food and water at the moment.
Pero yo soy un convencido.
But I am convinced.
Que Dios está probando la fe de los cristianos en mi país.
That God is reaching out and believers are growing in my country.
Estoy convencido. Que estas pruebas que están sucediendo en mi país es para que las iglesias salgan de sus cuatro paredes.
I am convinced that God is trying my country so that the people leave their homes and wake up to His mercy.
Es el momento de actuar.
It is time to act.
Es el momento de poner a prueba nuestra fe.
It is time to put forth our faith.
Para mí no es fácil estar aquí ahora.
It is not easy for me to be here at the moment.
Cada día hablo con mi esposa sobre la situación en casa, en mi ciudad.
Every moment I get, every chance I communicate with my wife, make sure she's all right.
Le decía a Vincent.
And I would tell Vince.
Quiero regresar ya.
I want to go home as soon as I can.
Pero también pienso que Dios está tratando conmigo.
But I know that God is working within me as well.
Está probando mi fe.
He is trying my faith.
Así es que vamos a orar ahora.
So we will pray.
Señor, te doy las gracias en esta mañana preciosa. Y gracias, Señor, por todo este tiempo. Gracias por la iglesia. Y dame la sabiduría. Dame la fuerza, el entendimiento para hablar tu palabra a tu iglesia amada. Dame la paz. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amen.
Por favor, abran sus Biblias.
Please open your Bibles.
En el libro de Marcos.
In the book of Mark.
Capítulo 7.
Chapter 7.
Versículo 1 al 23.
Verse 1 to 23.
Marcos, capítulo 7.
Mark 7.
Del 1 al 23.
1 to 23.
El tema de hoy día es...
Today's theme is...
Tradición versus revelación bíblica.
Traditions versus relationship or biblical relationships.
Vamos a hablar de misiones.
We're going to talk about missions.
Pero, ¿de verdad entendemos lo que significa misión?
But do we really know what missions really means?
Quiero decirte algo en esta mañana.
I want to tell you something this morning.
Y por favor, que no sea una ofensa para usted.
And it is not to offend anyone.
He hablado con mi jefe aquí en la oficina central.
I have talked to my boss here in the central office.
Y le he dicho, Brian.
I told him, Brian.
Mi esposa y yo estamos cansados.
My wife and I are tired.
Estamos cansados de recibir equipos misioneros sin visión y sin pasión.
We're a little weary of receiving teams, but without vision or without passion.
Estamos cansados de recibir equipos misioneros para hacer turismo.
We're tired of it almost being like tourism.
Mi esposa y yo no tenemos el tiempo para eso.
We don't have time for that.
Tenemos otra cosa que hacer.
We have something more important to do.
Estamos desesperados por la evangelización de mi país.
I am desperate for the evangelism of my country.
Necesitamos jóvenes, adultos que vengan a predicar, que sienta pasión por misiones.
We really need youth and men and women to come with real passion for Christ and for others.
El mundo,
the world,
tiene 6,000 millones de habitantes.
The world is full of 6 million and more people. Billion. Or
y sabe, and solamente hay 100,000 misioneros alrededor del mundo.
There are only roughly 100,000 missionaries in the world.
No es suficiente.
It's not big enough.
No es suficiente para alcanzar los 6,000 millones.
It's not possible to reach everyone.
¿Y sabe
in the world.
Por qué?
And you know why?
Porque seguimos con tradiciones en nuestras iglesias.
Because we continue with traditions.
Porque pensamos que la iglesia piensa que solamente el misionero tiene la obligación de evangelizar solo donde Dios le lleve.
Because we believe sometimes that it's only the missionary's duty to do that job when we can also do our part individually.
Y la iglesia está sentada.
And sometimes the church is seated.
Y la iglesia está en sus cuatro paredes.
And the church is in its four walls.
Alcanzaríamos o vamos a alcanzar los 6,000 millones de habitantes?
Are we going to reach out to everyone in this world by doing that?
No va a ser posible.
It's quite impossible.
La responsabilidad es de la iglesia principalmente.
The responsibility is for the church firstly.
Hermanos, las misiones es el corazón de Dios.
I'm here to tell you that missionary works and missions is the heart of God.
Pero usted no va a entender las misiones.
But we will not understand the missions
si no conoce a Dios
if we don't know who God is firstly.
Si usted no tiene una relación íntima con Dios.
If we don't have a relationship, an intimate relationship with God.
Si usted no ama a Dios.
If we don't love God.
Con todo su mente.
With all your mind,
con todo su corazón,
with all your heart,
y con todas sus fuerzas,
and with all your strength.
Y usted es un tradicionalista solamente.
And we're just traditional, based in traditions.
Vamos a leer.
So we will read.
Marcos.
Mark.
Capítulo 7, del 1 al 23.
Chapter 7, verse 1. 23. Amen. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him. They observed that some of his disciples were eating their bread with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, in fact, all the Jews will not eat unless they wash their hands ritually, keeping the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they have washed. And there are many other customs that they have received and they keep, like washing of cups, jugs, copper utensils, and dining couches. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating bread with ritually unclean hands?" And he answered, "Isaiah prophesies correctly about the hypocrites, it is as it is written, These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commands of men. Disregarding the command of God, you keep the tradition of men. He also said to them, you completely invalidate God's command in order to maintain your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must be put to death. But you say, if a man tells his father or mother, whatever benefit you might have received from me is korban, that is, a gift committed to the temple. You no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. You revoke God's word by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many other similar things. Summoning the crowd again, he told them, listen to me, all of you, and understand that nothing that goes into a person from outside can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him. If anyone has ears to hear, he should listen. When he went into the house, away from the crowd, the disciples asked him about the parable, and he said to them, are you also as lacking in understanding? Don't you realize that nothing going into a man from the outside can defile him? For it doesn't go into his heart, but into the stomach and is eliminated. As a result, he made all foods clean. Then he said, what comes out of a person that defiles him? For from within, out of people's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immoralities, thefts, murders, adulterers, greed, evil actions, deceit, lewdness, stinginess, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a person.
Wow. Lo maravilloso de la palabra de Dios.
The marvelous thing about the Word of God
es que es directa.
That it is very direct.
Una vez me invitaron a predicar a una iglesia.
Once I was invited to preach in Lima, Peru.
Y el pastor me puso allí antes de ingresar.
And the pastor put me there before we started.
Y me dijo, por favor, Julio.
And he said, please, Julio.
No ataques a la iglesia católica.
Don't attack the Catholic Church.
Y yo dije, yo no vengo a predicar contra la iglesia católica.
So I told him, I didn't come to preach against anyone or the Catholic Church.
Yo voy a hablar lo que dice la palabra de Dios.
I will come to preach what the Word of God says.
Recordé esto cuando estudiaba este sermón.
So this memory came to my mind while I was studying and forming this message.
Específicamente el versículo 5 o 6.
Specifically verse 5 and 6.
Y el Señor me decía a mí, hipócrita.
And God was telling me, hypocrite.
Es fuerte, ¿verdad?
That's strong, isn't it?
Pero es una realidad.
But it is a reality.
Tú y yo.
You and I.
Nos toca vivir una realidad.
We have to live a reality.
Somos responsables de una realidad.
We are responsible for the reality.
Misiones.
Missions.
Es una responsabilidad nuestra.
It is our responsibility and duty.
Tú no puedes decir, soy muy joven.
You cannot say, I am too young.
Soy muy adulto.
I am too adult.
Para cumplir la gran comisión.
To complete the grand
es tu
plan of God. It is our reality.
Es tu responsabilidad.
It is your responsibility.
Pero hay algo que afecta.
But there is something that affects this.
Que te aleja de esa realidad.
That pulls you from this reality.
Y ese es tu comunión con Dios.
And that is yours and our relationship with God.
Es la tradición.
It is traditional things.
La religión.
Religion.
Y esto se origina, hermanos.
And what the origin is.
Es el tiempo de tu comunión con Dios.
It is the time you put into your community, your relationship with God.
Y ahí parte todas las cosas.
That's where it all starts.
Tu relación con Dios,
your relationship with God,
debe ser horizontalmente.
It has to be up, vertical.
Así, directo.
Directly up to Him.
No así.
Not here.
Así tu comunión con Dios. Tu comunión con Dios tiene que ser así, directa.
Has to be very direct.
Y ese resultado de tu comunión con Dios,
and the result of your relationship with God,
va a ser efectivo para tu relación con otros.
It will affect your relationship with others.
¿Se ha preguntado qué es la iglesia?
Have you ever really thought about what a church is?
No es esto.
It is not this building. It is you.
La iglesia que habla Jesucristo.
The church that God, that Jesus is talking about in the Bible.
Tiene cuatro elementos principales.
It has four principal elements.
Primer elemento.
First.
Amar a Dios por sobre todas las cosas.
Is to love God over everything.
Con toda tu mente.
With all your mind.
Con todo tu corazón.
Your heart.
Con todas tus fuerzas.
And your strength.
El segundo elemento es el resultado del primero.
And the second is the result of the first.
Amar al prójimo.
It's to love
como a ti mismo.
Those just like you love yourself, as you love yourself.
Si tú no has aprendido a amar a Dios.
And if we haven't learned to love God.
Si tú no tienes la experiencia de amar a Dios.
And if we don't have the experience of how to love God.
No vas
then we will not know how to love others.
Y aunque vengas aquí a la iglesia,
and if we come to church
y des un abrazo a tu hermano,
and you hug somebody
y le dices, oro por ti,
and I say, I'm praying for you,
vas a ser un hipócrita.
We could possibly be hypocrites
porque no sabes amar a Dios.
Because we don't know how to love God.
Y si no amas a Dios, no amas a tu prójimo.
And if we don't love God, then we don't love our neighbor.
No te va a interesar, misión.
Then missions or outside might not interest you.
No vas a entender misiones.
We will not understand missions.
Eso es la clave principal, la fórmula principal.
It is the formula or the reality.
Un problema muy grande en nuestras iglesias. Hoy en día, en el mundo,
one of the biggest problems that the church has worldwide
es la tradición.
Is traditions.
¿Qué es la tradición?
What is that?
Vamos a saber hoy día.
We'll learn today.
Vamos a aprender ahora.
And we'll learn.
Versículos 6 y 7, por favor.
Verse 6 and 7. Again says, he answered them, Isaiah prophesies correctly about you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commands of men.
Wow. ¿De dónde se origina la tradición?
So where does traditionalism start?
Punto número uno.
Number one.
De los hombres.
From men.
La tradición no es de Dios.
It is not from God.
La tradición nace en el corazón del hombre.
Traditions are born in the hearts of men.
Un ejemplo de tradición.
So an example.
Voy a la iglesia todos los domingos.
I go to church every Sunday. Nothing else matters to me.
No me interesa estudiar la Biblia.
So, and in the week, I don't read the Bible.
No me interesa nada más.
So, that's more interest.
Solo voy a la iglesia el domingo y es suficiente.
Go to church and that's enough.
Esa es tradición.
That's tradition.
Tradición también es, aquí, solamente aquí nos reunimos.
Tradition is also okay, just here, this is where we gather.
El resto no nos interesa.
So everything else?
Es nuestra iglesia. Hay que cuidar nuestra iglesia.
This is our church, and we should only protect and think about our church.
Tradición también es.
Tradition also is.
Mujeres aquí.
Ladies on this side.
Hombres acá.
And men on that side.
Y si te sientas aquí, el hombre se sienta aquí.
And if a man sits on that side.
Vaya ya.
Nope, you have to go on that side.
Y así, hermanos, hay tantas tradiciones del hombre.
There's many things that are just born from men, people.
Muy interesante cuando Pedro habla sobre esta situación.
So it's very interesting that Peter talks about these situations.
Y dice, guardaos.
It says, take care of yourself.
Cuídate de esos tradicionalistas.
And stay away from these.
Hacen daño a la iglesia. Afectan la iglesia.
It damages and it affects the church.
Hermanos, la tradición es un gusano que afecta terriblemente la iglesia.
Traditions is like sickness that will affect the whole body.
Punto número dos.
Point number two.
Versos 9 al 13.
Is in verse 9 to 13.
Otro problema de la tradición.
Another problem, and the word says, he also said to them, you completely invalidate God's command in order to maintain your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever speaks evil of father and mother must be put to death. But you say, if man tells his father or mother, whatever benefit you might have received from me is Corban, that is the gift committed to the temple, you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. You revoke God's word by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many other similar things.
¿Entendieron?
Did we understand?
¿Qué pasa con este? Con esta situación.
So what's going on here?
La tradición, hermanos. So,
traditions.
Invalida.
Invalidates.
La palabra de Dios.
The word of God.
¿Qué significa esto?
So what does this mean?
La ley decía.
The law said.
Si ofendes if you, a tu padre o a tu madre.
If you offend your mother or your father.
Tienes que morir.
You have to die.
Pero qué decían los sacerdotes?
But what the wise men or priests?
Has faltado a tu padre.
Pharisees.
Has afectado a tu padre.
You have affected your mother and your father.
No vas a morir.
You will not die.
Porque estás dando tus ofrendas.
Because you're giving your offering.
Porque vienes cada domingo.
Because you come every Sunday. So there's no problem.
Porque vienes y das tus ofrendas aquí adelante.
Because you come and you bring your offering to the altar.
Tranquilo.
So it's okay.
Invalidamos la palabra de Dios.
Invalidates the word of God.
El pecado es pecado.
Sin is sin.
Sea pequeño o sea grande.
Whether it is small or big.
Ante los ojos de Dios es pecado.
Before the eyes of God, it is sin.
Si tú has matado un hombre,
if someone has murdered someone,
eres un asesino.
You are an assassin.
Estás pecando delante de Dios.
We are sinning before God.
Si tú no obedeces a Dios,
and if we don't obey God
en el mandamiento que nos da,
in His commandments,
estamos pecando también.
We are also sinning.
Estamos en el mismo nivel.
We are on the same level.
No hay pecado pequeño ni grande.
There is nothing small or big.
Ante los ojos de Dios es lo mismo.
Before His eyes, it is the same.
Hoy día se levantan muchas denominaciones.
Nowadays, many groups or denominations rise.
Y usan la palabra de Dios.
And they use the word of God.
para su propio beneficio.
For personal gain.
Si tú no estudias la palabra de Dios,
and if we don't study the word,
vas a caer en sus redes.
We might fall into those chains.
Si tú no conoces la verdad de Dios, si tú no conoces el evangelio de Dios,
if you don't know God and you don't know his ways,
vas a caer en sus redes.
You will fall into that as well.
En Perú hay una denominación.
In Peru there is this group.
Se llama Solo Gracia.
And it's called Only Grace.
Solo Gracia.
Only Grace.
Oh, dicen. Tú has pedido perdón por tus pecados una vez.
They say, oh, you have asked for forgiveness one time.
Es suficiente.
And that is enough.
Puedes seguir tomando.
You can continue drinking.
Puedes tener otra mujer.
You can have multiple partners.
Puedes ser un adúltero.
You can be an adulterer.
Ya Dios te perdonó.
And God has forgiven you.
No hay ningún problema.
There is no problem.
Ven a la iglesia.
Come to church.
Da tu ofrenda.
Give your offering.
Y listo.
And that's all good.
Y esas iglesias están llenas, llenas de gente.
And would you believe that those churches are very, very big?
Otra denominación brasileña.
And another group in Brazil.
Dice, ¿estás enfermo?
And they ask, are you sick?
Ven aquí adelante.
Come to the altar.
Deja tu ofrenda.
Give your offering.
Dependiendo de tu enfermedad.
Depending on the severity of your sickness.
Si tienes fiebre, solamente fiebre,
and if you have something minor like a cold or fever,
puedes dejar $30-$50.
You can leave $30-$50.
Si tienes una enfermedad más fuerte, puedes dejar $200 or $300.
If it's bigger than $200 or $300.
Pero si ya tu enfermedad es complicada, entonces puedes dejar $1,000 or $2,000 para que Dios te sane.
And if it's even bigger than that, $1,000 or more, so that God can heal you.
Esas iglesias están llenas también.
Those churches are big as well.
Y aquellas iglesias que predican la palabra de Dios.
And those groups and churches that actually preach the word of God.
Que son los pastores, son directos en la palabra de Dios.
The pastors love and they are direct to the congregation.
Están casi vacías.
They're almost empty.
¿Y sabes por qué?
And you know why?
Porque somos tradicionalistas.
Because we can be traditional.
Porque no nos gusta escuchar la verdad de la palabra de Dios.
Because truth hurts.
Quiero acomodarme a una iglesia adecuada.
Because I want to accommodate myself to something that is okay with me.
No, esta iglesia no me gusta porque el pastor Carr es muy duro.
I don't like this church because the pastor is just too direct, too mean.
Esta iglesia no es para mí.
No, this is not about me or for me.
Me voy a otro lado.
So I'm going to go somewhere else.
Wow. Tradición.
It's traditions.
Siguiente punto.
Next point.
Del problema de la tradición.
The problems that...
Versículo 5 al 8.
It's verse 5 to 8. Okay, I'm done that. Okay. Amen. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating bread with ritually unclean hands?" He answered them, "Isaiah prophesies correctly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is away from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commandments or commands of men. Disregarding the command of God, you keep the tradition of men.'"
¿Qué podemos entender en esto?
So what have we learned?
Que la tradición, hermanos,
the traditions
nos vuelve ciegos espirituales.
Will blind us spiritually.
nos vuelve ciegos en las cosas espirituales.
It will blind us to the spiritual realm.
Las cosas del pecado, las cosas del mundo.
So sin and the world.
Creemos que es buena.
We think is good.
Y las cosas de Dios, de la palabra de Dios.
The things of God and the word.
Pensamos que no es buena.
We may think may not be good.
Un día un amigo dijo.
One day a friend of mine said.
Julio, es muy complicado ser un cristiano.
Julio, it is very complicated and hard sometimes to be a Christian or a believer.
Yo le dije, ¿por qué?
I said, why?
Es muy simple.
It is simple.
El ser cristiano es un hombre disciplinado.
To be a person, a believer or Christian, it is to be disciplined.
El ser cristiano significa ser un discípulo de Dios.
It means to be a disciple of God.
Dejar lo malo.
To leave the bad.
Para vivir una vida correcta.
To live a life better.
Y él no entendía.
And he didn't understand.
En la iglesia.
In church.
Vamos a encontrar muchos hermanos.
We'll find many brothers and sisters.
Que también no entienden la palabra de Dios.
That also may not understand the true meaning of the word of God.
Y les gusta vivir en las tradiciones.
And they might like to live in traditions.
Enseñados por sus padres, sus abuelos, y así sigue también.
The things that they were taught when they were young by their father, mother, or grandmother.
La tradición, hermanos, en la iglesia no nos hace entender la palabra de Dios.
So tradition almost blocks or the vision or really knowing what God has in the Word.
Mi país, Perú.
My country, Peru,
es un hermoso país.
Is a beautiful country.
Decía Vincent noches atrás.
Vincent, we were talking a couple nights ago.
Que unos amigos me decían a mí, Julio, ¿por qué estás aquí en Perú?
Some of his friends asked him,
¿por qué continúas en Perú?
Why are you still in Peru?
Tú tienes una visa.
You have a visa.
Tu esposa tiene una visa.
And so does your wife.
Tu hija tiene su visa y posiblemente tus hijos le den una visa.
Your daughter has one and maybe your other children will soon too.
¿Por qué no te vas?
Why don't you go?
A los estados, a vivir con ellos.
Why don't you just go to the United States and live there?
A ganar mucho dinero.
And make a lot of money.
¿Qué haces aquí en Perú?
What are you doing still here in Peru?
Y eso me decía un hermano de la iglesia, un amigo de la iglesia.
And that's somebody, a church member, a friend of mine, will tell me that.
Él ha visto los videos de los viajes a Amazonas.
He saw videos of the Amazon.
Él sabía todo lo que Dios hacía en nuestras vidas.
And he witnessed everything that God has been doing with us over there.
No me dijo, Julio, estoy orando por ti.
He didn't say, Julio, I'm praying for you.
No dijo, Julio, toma esto para tu viaje misionero.
He didn't say, here, take this for your trip.
No me visitaba a mi casa.
And he didn't visit me in my home.
Para preguntar cómo estoy.
To ask how I was doing.
Solo me dijo, vaya, aprovecha y vete a los Estados Unidos.
He just said, go. I mean, go to the United States and live the dream.
Yo me preguntaba, ¿este hombre de verdad tiene una relación con Dios?
I thought to myself, man, I hope, or does this man really have a relationship with God?
Pero yo lo veo sentado, escuchando al pastor la palabra de Dios.
But I see him there, and he's there, faithfully.
¿Qué está escuchando?
What is he hearing?
¿Qué está entendiendo?
What is he learning?
¿Qué hace sentado?
What is he doing sitting?
La tradición.
This tradition.
Nos vuelve ciegos a las cosas espirituales.
And it blinds us.
Yo debo suponer, hermanos.
I suppose.
Si usted está aquí.
And if you are here.
Y cada mañana usted está aquí.
And we are here every morning.
Escuchando la palabra de Dios.
Hearing the word of God.
Usted está aprendiendo.
That we are learning.
Usted está entendiendo.
And we are understanding.
Y el Espíritu Santo está cambiando su vida poco a poco.
And that the Holy Spirit is changing us little by little.
Ese es el objetivo de estar aquí.
That is the objective and reasoning to be here.
Entender el poderoso mensaje de Dios.
To understand the powerful message of God.
¿Qué es lo que Dios está hablándome?
What is God telling me?
¿Qué es lo que Dios quiere de mí?
What does he want from me?
¿Cuál es el propósito de Dios para mi vida?
What is my purpose?
Entonces yo voy a salir con retos a la calle.
So and I will leave out of this church with vision and with goals.
Pero si usted viene a la iglesia a dormir,
but if we come to sleep,
o a estar pensando en el almuerzo que usted va a hacer,
or thinking about lunch,
déjame decirte que tú eres un tradicionalista.
Let me tell you that that might be a sign that you're traditional.
Y un poco más, y quiero que me perdones.
And I have one more thing, and forgive me.
Y además no importa porque mañana me voy.
And don't worry, I mean I'll be gone tomorrow.
Quiero decirte que Jesús te dice.
I want to tell you that God tells you and I
que eres un hipócrita.
That we are hypocrites.
Hipócrita.
Hypocrites.
Eso no es el propósito de Dios.
And that is not the purpose of God.
Él dio su vida en la cruz.
He gave his life on the cross.
Él derramó su sangre.
And he shed his blood for you and for me.
Con un propósito.
For a purpose.
Que seamos sus embajadores.
That we might be his ambassadors.
Que hablemos al resto.
That we talk to others.
Del poder de Dios.
Of his power.
De la gracia de Dios.
Of the grace of God.
De su poderoso amor.
And his powerful love.
Que no estemos sentados.
That we just don't sit there.
Que estemos hablando constantemente.
That we just talk.
Que la iglesia, Westminster,
that Westminster, that this
sea una
church
iglesia multiplicadora,
might multiply.
Que la iglesia de Westminster,
that the church of Westminster
esté en su Jerusalén, esté en Jerusalén,
oh, be in Jerusalem,
en Judea,
in Judah,
en Samaria,
in Samaria,
y hasta lo último de la tierra,
and everywhere. In every corner of the world.
Ese es el corazón de Dios.
That is the heart of God.
Ese es el deseo de Dios.
That is his desire.
Ese es el propósito de Dios para tu vida.
And that is a purpose for your life.
¿Tienes problemas?
Do you have problems?
Seguro que sí, yo las tengo.
I'm sure you do. I do too.
Pero he aprendido.
But I have learned.
A dejar en el trono de la gracia.
To leave before him.
Para hallar oportuno socorro.
To find opportunities.
Mis problemas no son míos.
The problems aren't mine. Take these problems to our Father.
La tradición.
Traditions.
Te vuelve ciego a ese entendimiento.
Will blind us from that truth.
Ustedes vieron el video, ¿verdad? De Amazon.
You saw that video?
Todo lo que allí hay.
Everything that is there.
No es por mí.
It is not because of me or for me. It is because and for God.
Y por esta iglesia preciosa.
And for this beautiful church.
Mientras yo iba a Amazonas.
Meanwhile, I went to Amazon.
Usted iba.
You were in my heart.
Y gracias a Dios.
And I thank God for that.
Decía, Señor, ¿cómo vamos a construir este cuarto?
And I asked God, how are we going to construct? How are we going to do this?
¿Cómo vamos a hacer esto o el otro?
How is this possible?
Hemos aprendido. Los estudiantes nativos y yo.
The native people and I have learned
arrodillarnos cada día.
To bow down and pray every day.
Y decir, Papá Dios, abre las puertas del cielo.
And ask God daily, open the doors.
Y decían, hermano Julio, ¿cuándo vamos a comprar un bote? Yo decía, yo no lo sé.
And they would ask, and they would say, when are we going to buy a boat? How are we going to travel? And he said, I don't know yet.
Vamos a orar.
But let's pray.
Pero queremos un bote.
But we want a boat.
Pero no es mi tiempo.
And it is not my time.
Es el tiempo de Dios.
It is God's time.
Y el bote vino.
And the boat came.
Nuevecito.
And brand new.
Vino con su motor.
It came with a motor.
Nuevecito.
Brand new.
Y vino con un motor generador para la luz, nuevecito.
And a generator, electricity, light, and everything.
Wow. Cómo hemos llorado.
How we have yearned and cried for
it. Y de gratitud.
And because of gratitude.
¿De dónde venía eso?
Where did it come from?
Del corazón de cada uno de ustedes.
It is because of your prayers for us as well.
Damos gracias a Dios por eso.
And we thank God for that.
Pero recuerde esto.
But please remember,
y esto es muy importante.
And it is very important.
No solamente yo debo trabajar.
I shouldn't only be the only one to work.
No solamente los misioneros, los 100,000 misioneros, es su responsabilidad de evangelizar.
It is the job of the 100,000 missionaries all over the world to work.
Es su responsabilidad como iglesia.
So it is not just their job, it is ours, everyone here.
Aquí hay cuánto? 100.
So, about 100 here?
Imagínate.
Imagine.
Si tienes eso, apasiona en tu corazón.
If you have that passion inside your heart,
si estás estudiando la palabra de Dios,
and we are studying the Word of God,
si estás experimentando la gracia de Dios en tu vida,
and you know for a fact and you experience the grace of God, you wouldn't just sit there. You wouldn't be tranquil about it.
Vas a decir, Señor, quiero salir. Llévame, Señor.
You would ask, and it would be born in your heart.
Úsame,
to work.
Señor.
Asking Him to use you.
Pastor, ¿qué podemos hacer? ¿Cuándo planificamos viajes misioneros?
And you would be asking, what can I do? Where can I go? And you would ask pastors and ministers.
La iglesia se va a mover.
And the church will move.
Y de lunes a sábado no va a haber nadie aquí.
And from Monday to Saturday there will be nobody physically here.
Y el domingo nos vamos a encontrar.
And we will come on Sunday.
Pastor, he hablado de Jesucristo allí, allá, por ese...
I have gone everywhere and I've talked to others and I've been busy doing the work of God.
No vamos a estar quietos.
We will not be still.
¿Sabes por qué?
You know why?
Porque el amor de Dios.
Because the love of God,
el poder de Dios,
the power of God,
a través de su Espíritu Santo,
through His Holy Spirit,
nos va a mover,
will move us.
Y cuando duermas,
and when you sleep,
y estés soñando,
and you are dreaming,
que mañana, ¿dónde voy a ir a hablar del Evangelio?
Where will God take me tomorrow? What will I do?
Eso va a ser tu diario vivir.
And it will happen. That will be your daily life.
Tenemos que romper con las tradiciones.
We have to break chains and of traditions.
Punto número dos.
Point number two.
La claridad de la revelación.
Clarity bíblica. Of biblical revelation.
¿Qué significa esto?
What does that mean?
Versículo 14, por favor.
Verse 14. Says, summoning the crowd again, he told them, listen to me, all of you that understand.
Precioso, ¿verdad?
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Dice que la palabra de Dios
says that the word of God
es para ser escudriñada.
It is to be read and to be studied.
Y te va a traer entendimiento.
And it will bring you understanding.
¿Qué significa escudriñar?
What does it mean to study?
Analizar.
To analyze.
Investigar.
Investigate.
Hacer la propia.
To make it your own.
Te va a alimentar cada día.
It will feed you daily.
Te va a ser diferente.
It will change you.
Te va a dar sabiduría.
And give you wisdom.
Y necesitamos mucha sabiduría en estos tiempos.
And we need a lot of wisdom in these times.
¿Cómo conducirnos en un mundo tan difícil como ahora?
How can we travel in a very difficult world nowadays?
Necesitamos mucha sabiduría.
We need a lot of wisdom.
Y esa sabiduría viene de Dios.
And the wisdom comes from God.
Esa sabiduría viene de estudiar, entender la palabra de Dios.
And it is only by studying and understanding His Word.
Si tú no vienes a estudiar la palabra de Dios,
and if we don't come to study the Word of God,
si tú estás diciendo, no necesito estudiar la palabra,
and we say we don't need a study,
déjame decirte que tienes un serio problema.
And if that is the truth, then we have serious problems.
Dice la Biblia,
the Bible says
que Satanás, el enemigo de la cruz,
that Satan
está como el león.
It is like a lion.
Está esperando.
And it is waiting.
Una debilidad tuya.
One small weakness in us. And he attacks.
No para herirte.
And it is not to just cut you or harm you.
El león no caza para herir o para jugar.
We know that lions don't hunt just for play.
¿Para qué caza el león?
Why does it hunt?
Para comer.
To eat.
Asesina para comer.
It kills to eat.
Eso es lo que dice nuestro Señor, nuestro Dios en su palabra. Cuídate.
And that is what God is saying. Take Cuídate. Care of yourself.
Cuídate de ese león, de Satanás.
Be cautious of the lion. Be cautious of Satan.
Porque él te va a destruir.
Because he will destroy you.
Si no estudiamos la palabra de Dios.
And if we don't study.
Déjame decirte que eres un tradicionalista.
Let me tell you that.
Eres un hipócrita.
We are hypocrites. We are traditionals.
Y no me digas que amas a tu hermano.
And don't tell me that you love your brother or your sister.
Eres un mentiroso.
We might be liars.
¿Y sabes qué? Si quieres ir de misiones.
And if you want to work and go to missions.
No lo vas a entender.
We might not understand it.
No va a ser de bendición para tu vida.
It might not be a blessing to our life.
Yo no voy a preguntar al pastor por respeto.
And I won't ask, pastor.
¿Cómo está el equipo que fue a Perú?
How is the group that went to Peru?
Yo les decía a ellos.
I will tell them.
Creo le decía en casa.
I think in the
cuando
home.
Ya hemos regresado.
When we had come or returned.
¿Qué es lo que Dios les dijo?
What is it that God has told you?
¿Qué es lo que aprendieron?
What did you learn?
Y esa experiencia tienen que llevar a su iglesia.
And that experience you need to take back to your home, to your church. To talk to your brothers and sisters in church of the power of God,
de la gracia de Dios,
of His grace
en su vida,
in your life,
de la necesidad de evangelizar.
For the necessity and the need to evangelize.
Yo espero que ese equipo
and I hope that team
sea de ayuda a su pastor.
Be of help, of be of a blessing to the pastor and to this church.
Pastor amado.
Beloved pastor,
quiero decirte algo.
I want to tell you something.
Con mucho respeto y amor.
With much respect and love.
No lleves a Perú.
Don't take the church.
En otro equipo misionero.
Another group to Peru.
Tradicionalistas.
That's traditional.
Hipócritas.
Hypocrites.
Que no estudian la palabra de Dios.
That don't study the word of God.
Necesitamos hombres y mujeres de Dios.
We need men and women of God.
Que estudien, que entiendan la palabra de Dios en sus vidas.
That find true passion and relationship with God.
Versículos 5 y 8.
And verse 5 to 8.
Una vez más.
One more time.
Perdón. Versículos 22, 23.
Verse 22 and 23. Okay. The word of God says, adulteries, greed, evil actions, deceit, lewdness, stinginess, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness, all these evil things come from within and defile a person.
¿Qué significa esto, hermanos?
What does this mean?
Que la palabra de Dios
at the word of God
te desafía.
It
te reta. Te desafía.
So the word of God challenges you.
Cada día.
Every day.
Dice, ten cuidado, ¿eh?
It says, take care and be precautious.
Lo que entra
what comes in
en el hombre,
inside of man doesn't harm you.
Quiero que entiendas esto.
Understand that.
Lo que entra en ti,
what goes inside of you
no hace daño.
Doesn't harm you.
Lo que sale de ti, eso hace daño.
But what comes out of you does harm.
Lo que tienes aquí,
what you have in here
vas a tenerlo aquí.
Will be in your mind
y eso vas a hablar.
And you will speak it.
Eso va a hacer daño.
That could harm.
O va a ser de bendición.
It could be of a blessing.
O va a ser de maldición.
Or it could be a curse.
No, los tradicionalistas dicen, no, ten cuidado con esto, no comas el otro.
Traditionalists may say, hey, take precautions of this, don't eat that, don't do this.
Esto es pecado.
This is sin.
Una vez mi hijo mayor Julio.
My Julio, oldest son once said.
Escuchó en una escuela vacacional.
He was on his trip, on a school trip. The teacher told him that sin was the color black.
Y toda la semana explicaban que el color negro es el pecado.
And all that week, they would teach that the color of sin is black.
Un domingo,
on a Sunday,
compré una Coca-Cola.
I bought a Coca-Cola.
Y mi hijo me dijo, estaba pequeño, indudablemente.
And my son was very, very young.
Y me dijo, papá, no.
And he said, Dad, no.
Digo, no, ¿qué, hijo?
No, what?
No hay que tomar esa Coca-Cola porque es pecado.
You can't drink that because that is sin.
Interesante.
Interesting. It's very interesting.
Tuve que hablar con los maestros.
I had a talk with the teachers.
Y decirle que tengan cuidado con los niños en esos aspectos.
I told them to be careful with teaching kids in that aspect.
Tenemos que enseñar a nuestros niños.
We need to teach our children.
Tenemos que enseñar a nuestros jóvenes y a nuestros adultos.
And our young people and our adults.
Que la palabra de Dios impacta en nuestras vidas.
That the word of God does impact our lives.
Y que nos desafía.
And that it challenges us.
A vivir una vida que a Dios le agrada.
To live a life that pleases God.
Que guardes en tu corazón y en tu mente la palabra de Dios.
That you guard in your heart and in your mind the word of God.
Que cada día de tu vida seas una nueva criatura.
That every morning you become a new creature.
En la gracia de Dios.
In the grace of God.
No vamos a ser perfectos.
We will never be perfect.
Todavía no.
It's not possible.
Pero es un proceso.
But it is a process.
Posiblemente nos vamos a caer.
Maybe we're bound to fail.
Vamos a tropezar en nuestro camino diario.
We will fall sometimes in our daily walk.
Pero ten la seguridad que Jesús está allí.
But be sure that God is there.
Y te va a decir, levántate.
But he will tell you,
te pediste perdón.
Get up. You have asked for forgiveness.
Has aprendido la lección.
He says, I know you have learned from your mistake.
Levántate.
Get up.
Y sigue.
And keep going.
Y ser diferente.
And be different.
No mires atrás.
Don't look back.
Mira la cruz.
Look at the cross.
Sigue adelante.
Keep looking ahead.
No importa los tiburones de la vida.
Don't worry about the problems of your life.
Sigue adelante.
Keep going forward.
Sé valiente.
Be brave.
Esfuérzate.
Be strong and courageous.
Sigue adelante.
And keep going.
La palabra de Dios te desafía y te aleja del pecado.
The word of God challenges you and it pulls you away from sin.
Punto tres.
Point number three.
La cercanía a la solución.
The proximity or closeness of the solution.
Por favor, vayamos al libro de Hechos.
Please, let's turn to the book of Acts.
Capítulo 5.
Chapter 5.
Del 27 al 29.
Verse 27 to 29. That is Acts 5, verse 27 to 29.
No vamos a leer. No vamos a leer estos versículos porque usted seguro que sabe la historia.
We won't read the verse. Some of you may know the story.
Pero habla de Pedro y Juan.
But it talks about Peter and John.
Cuando eran perseguidos. When they were sacerdotes por los fariseos.
When they were prosecuted.
No, eran perseguidos por las autoridades allí en Jerusalén.
They were wanted and and looked for.
Le habían dicho, Pedro, hey, ustedes dos, varones, vengan, vengan aquí.
You two, come here.
No quiero que prediquen el evangelio de Jesús, la doctrina de Jesús, no aquí. Váyase.
We don't want you to preach or spread the word, the gospel of Jesus, not here. Leave this place.
Porque ustedes están hablando al pueblo de la doctrina de ese Jesús.
Because you are speaking to the temple, to the people, that doctrine.
Están diciendo que nosotros somos asesinos de ese Jesús.
And you are telling them that we are the murderers behind Jesus.
Quiero que se vayan. Quiero que se vayan.
We need you to leave. We ask you to go.
Dice la Biblia que no fue así.
And the Word of God says that it was not like that.
Pedro y Juan se quedaron.
They stayed.
Y estaban predicando el evangelio de Jesús.
And they kept preaching the Word of God.
Y ahí les dice las autoridades.
And the authorities tell them.
¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
Yo les dije que se vayan de aquí.
We told you to leave.
¿Qué hacen aquí?
What are you still doing here?
Los vamos a matar.
We're going to kill you.
Vamos a ponerlo a prisión.
We'll put you in prison.
¿Por qué no se van?
Why don't you leave?
Ellos dijeron.
And they said.
Es necesario obedecer a Dios.
It is necessary to obey God.
Que al hombre.
Than to man.
Tenemos que obedecer la palabra de Dios.
We need to obey the word of God.
Esto es importante.
It is very important.
Obedecer la palabra de Dios.
To be obedient to the word of God.
Finalmente, en este punto.
Finally,
Marcos,
this point.
8:27 al 30.
Mark 8:27-30.
Confesar. Hay que confesar.
We need to confess.
Cada día de nuestra vida.
Every day of our lives.
Nuestros pecados y debilidades delante de Dios.
Our sins and our weaknesses before God.
Pecamos, hermanos.
We sin.
Palabras.
By word.
Pensamientos.
Thoughts.
Necesitamos ser hallados justos delante de Dios cada día de nuestra vida.
We need to seek His forgiveness and to be obedient every day.
Finalmente.
Finally.
La tradición.
Traditions.
No trae ni produce la vida eterna.
It doesn't produce or bring eternal life.
La revelación bíblica.
The revelation
of
the word
enseña,
tells us.
Nos desafía a vivir una vida sin contaminación.
Remember that it challenges us to live a life away from sin.
Quiero terminar.
And I want to finish
con una oración.
With a prayer.
Pero también quiero que usted, por favor,
but I also ask you
pueda hacer una evaluación de su vida.
To make an evaluation of your life.
¿Cómo estamos delante de Dios?
How are we before God?
¿Cuál es tu actitud delante de Dios?
How is our attitude before God?
¿Eres verdaderamente un hijo de Dios?
Are we truly children of God?
¿Cómo está tu comunión con Dios cada día?
How is our communion and our relationship with Him every day?
Por favor, cierre sus ojos.
Please close your eyes.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Mi buen Dios amado.
My grandfather.
Gracias por este tiempo precioso.
I thank you for this precious time.
Gracias por tu palabra.
I thank you for your word.
Gracias, Señor, porque estás enseñándonos.
I thank you because you continue to teach us.
A vivir una vida de acuerdo a tu voluntad.
To live a life according to your will.
Perdóname mis pecados.
Forgive me for my sins,
mis debilidades,
my weaknesses.
Quita de mi vida toda tradición.
Take away from my life traditions.
Quiero conocerte cada vez más.
I want to know you more and more.
Quiero tener una íntima comunión contigo.
I want to have an intimate relationship with you.
Quita todo lo malo de mi vida.
Take away anything bad from my life.
Y hazme, Señor, un instrumento de bendición.
and use me as an instrument of to be a blessing.
Quiero ser diferente.
And I want to be different
cada día,
every day
para tu gracia,
for your grace
y para tu gloria,
and your glory.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you all.
Muchas gracias.
And thank you.